Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today will be unseasonably warm with a high temperature of 82 degrees. Breezy as well with a southwest wind 11 to 20 miles an hour, gusting as high as 36 miles per hour. Tonight clear with a low around 55, and on Thursday sunny with a high near 80. And in the news, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Madison, formally announced on Tuesday that she will seek re-election in 2024, saying, quote, "Wisconsinites need someone who can fight and win in a crucial election year." That, according to a report from WisPolitics Online, Baldwin's announcement gives National Democrats a two-term incumbent and a proven fundraiser in a purple state that is expected to again be a key in the presidential race. Democrats control 20 of the 34 Senate seats up next fall, with another three independents who caucus with the party. Baldwin, meanwhile, outran the top of the ticket in 2018 as she secured a second term by nearly 11 points over then-GOP State Senator Leah Vukmir. Fellow Democrat Tony Evers eked out a one-point win over Republican incumbent Governor Scott Walker. "I've committed to making sure that working people, not just the big corporations and ultra-wealthy, have a fighter on their side," she said. "With so much at stake, from families struggling with rising costs to a ban on reproductive freedom, Wisconsinites need someone who can fight and win." Baldwin became the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate from Wisconsin when she beat Republican Tommy Thompson in 2012. She was also the first openly gay member elected to the chamber. From an article shared with us from the La Crosse Tribune, children and teenagers in Wisconsin would need parental consent to access social media platforms such as TikTok and Instagram under a Republican-authored measure to protect minors from the hugely popular and addictive apps. Representative David Steffen, a Republican from Howard, unveiled the proposal on Tuesday. It would prohibit anyone younger than 18 from using social media between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m., require parental consent for minors to create a social media account, and allow parents full access to a child's account. Specific bill language was not available Tuesday, but Steffen said the measure is modeled after a recently signed Utah law that creates regulations for social media companies to follow for accounts held by children. That law was signed last month by Republican Governor Spencer Cox and is expected to face legal challenges before it's scheduled to take effect in March of 2024. Wisconsin's measure also would limit advertisers and outside access to a minor's account, prevent direct messaging from individuals who are not pre-approved by the account holder, and bar social media companies from most targeted advertising and marketing efforts directed towards accounts held by minors. Many social media companies such as TikTok, Snapchat, and Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, make a large portion of their revenue with targeted advertising. Again, some information for this report comes from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.